Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you know if you're wasting your time with a guy? A friend of mine asked me this question. It started out well. She's interested in him, but every time they make a date now, he breaks it. And this has happened 3 or 4 times. And in between, there's lots of texting and chatting, and she feels like he's interested, but he can't stick to a plan. And she's like, what's the deal? I get it. This can be really confusing, especially if the guy you're dating has a demanding job. But here's the thing. If you want to be with somebody and he's not making time to be with you, that's all you need to know. Yes, you're wasting your time. If it were me, I would quit responding to him altogether and see what he does. But if you want to be more straightforward, I would tell him, hey, I want to spend time with you, and it seems like you're too busy. So see ya. If he's really interested, he's definitely going to step it up and make the effort. And if he doesn't, then your instincts were right. Either way, your time is too precious and valuable to waste on some dude who doesn't seem to know what he wants. I think the larger lesson here is don't ever be afraid to say what isn't working for you. And it's hard because when you like someone, you tend to tread lightly and might be a little hesitant for fear of seeming too demanding or too difficult or too this or too that. But in my experience, there's magic in being open about what you want and what you don't want. And you can say it very plainly and without judgment. I'm looking to be in a relationship with someone who wants to spend time with me. And right now, that doesn't feel like you. Here's a fun footnote to this story. The friend who asked me this question did take my advice. And she told this guy, look, it seems like you're too busy to be dating someone right now. Between your commitments to your daughters and your commitments to your career, let's just take a pause and let's move on from each other. And he was absolutely stunned. He could not believe the words that were coming out of her mouth. And he said that's because no one had ever said anything like that to him before, which I found kind of shocking, but there is a first time for everything. So they talked through it a little more, and he tried to talk her out of it. And she was like, no, this is really the right thing to do. Let's just move on. And then he tried to keep in touch every now and then, sending her short messages, which she ignored. And then some months later, can't remember if it was 5 or 6 months, he called her up and he said, I really want to make seeing you a priority. Will you give me another chance? And she said, okay, fine. If you think you can do that, we'll give it a shot. And they did date for well over a year and had a really good relationship before realizing they were actually going to be better off as friends. And they're still friends today. And sometimes they even work together because my friend has a consulting business. So you never know what's going to come out of an honest moment like that. She wasn't trying to get him to want to date her. That was just a byproduct of him suddenly realizing she was now out of his reach. I think if you give yourself what you need, you're never going to go wrong. And if something is meant to be, it's going to find a way to come back around to you. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.